All right, let's go over this one more time. The site of the assassination will be a room on the 30th floor of the hotel opposite where the target will be attending an outdoor party. Our organization has already booked us two rooms and prepared cover identities for us. You're going to be the founder of a tech startup company, the classic rich playboy type. And I'm an airheaded foreign model you brought as arm candy. Again. God, I swear the higher-ups have a fetish for me acting out these stupid roles. Don't defend them. I know we're trying to look harmless, but does that always require me to wear heels and play dumb? I mean, you're playing a tech guy this time, right? Why can't I just put on a pair of glasses and be one of your programmers or something? What the fuck does too sexy to be a programmer even mean? First of all, nerds can totally be hot, so that's just an outdated stereotype. And second, you'd think after all the people you've seen me kill, you'd be a bit better at watching your mouth around me. Besides, the only reason you think I'm sexy is because I always have to wear makeup and fancy dresses and shit for my cover identities. It's a vicious cycle and a waste of time. I mean, imagine how much time I could spend on training or missions if I didn't have to watch makeup tutorials or figure out how to strap myself into those dresses. And don't even get me started on trying to do that goddamned accent. Oh, bonjour, monsieur. I am the armless foreign sex object, here to flirt around and then be pumped full of rich men's superior seed. I swear to God, these roles are going to get us caught. I mean, what'll we do if they find some mascara rubbed off of my scope, huh? And I'm not going to outrun any Secret Service types in these Christian Louboutin heels. It's fucking ridiculous. And it's not your fault. Yelling at you isn't going to do anything. I won't apologize, though. You know flirting with me like that sets me off. Let's just get back to the briefing already. We'll be given keys to a room three floors above where the target will be, but when we arrive at the hotel, we'll check in under our fake names and take a key to a different room on a different floor. After that, we'll go to the room above the target. My rifle will be planted there ahead of time. You know what to do. After the target's been dealt with, I'll drop the rifle and we'll both run back to our official room. We'll serve us each other's alibis. The guys at the tech department will deal with the security cameras. So basically, this is a pretty simple mission. All you have to do is your usual spotting job and then not tell anybody we killed the guy. Think you can handle that much? Then let's go. Okay, we're here, and just in time, too. We've only got about half an hour before the target's projected to show up across the street. Oh, and you definitely nailed the whole womanizing asshole act. God, I just wanted to slap that smug look off your face. Anyway, we're wasting time. Let's make sure everything's set up here. Now, where is... Oh, there she is. Have they been taking care of you, sweetie? They better be cleaning you and polishing your scope all nice and shiny. Let's see if they treated your barrel with the proper lubricant. You would make a lube joke at a time like this. You're just so hilarious. Come on, that joke didn't even make any sense. It's a rifle. It doesn't even have a shaft. Oh my God, are you still going? We're about to kill a guy, and you're trying to flirt with me with these dive bar tier jokes? You know what? You really want to get dirty that badly? I'm game. Surprised? You've been talking nonstop about how hot you think I am and how badly you want to fuck me from the moment we met. You think that hasn't done anything for my self-esteem? Especially since you aren't half bad looking yourself. Well, that, and you're also the only guy I regularly interact with. This job isn't exactly the best for forming relationships. So what do you say, partner? Were you just trying to annoy me, or do you really want to find out just what a professional assassin can do to a man? Good. I'm on top, and you don't get to talk. Man, I just give you a kiss and you're already squirming. Guess all that big talk was just for show. No, don't struggle. You know what? Give me your wrists. That's better, isn't it? Just let me pin you down so I can do my work in peace. You wanted this, didn't you? Of all the women in the world, you chose to chase after a deadly assassin. Now that she's got you, you're all fucking over her, aren't you? Jesus, I could ride this bulge already. Oh, you must be dying having it stuck in there like that. Why don't I let it breathe? Oh, fuck, you look delicious. Your entire body looks incredible, actually. You won't mind if I neglect your cock for a minute to play with the rest of you, right? Right? Good. Because you've got an amazing chest. You okay there, buddy? I guess your nips are pretty sensitive. Did you even know that about yourself? Well, looks like I'll have to take advantage of this. Your nipples are so sensitive. You keep moaning like I'm sucking you off. God, you're obnoxious sometimes, but I'm not gonna lie, you're fucking adorable right now. You like that? You like getting played with like this? Being with someone who will treat you the way you really deserve? Oh, are those tears? Am I being a bit too rough with you? Maybe you need some time to cool off. Or maybe you need to start putting in some effort of your own. All right, no need to stare. I mean, you already stare at my tits so much. They aren't that new to you. If you like them that bad, why don't you show me? Give me your hands. That's right. Grip my tits like that. Nice and full and soft. Oh, come on. You can be rougher than that. They're all yours. Why don't you enjoy them a little bit closer? No, don't get up. I'm running the show here. How's it feel down there? I bet you look so good buried in my tits. Damn, you're actually kind of cute when you're not pissing me off. Look at you, sucking those tits. Fuck, that's good. Yeah. I want to feel that dick now. And those lips. If you're wondering why I'm being so rough, I just needed to let out the pent-up aggression you caused with that damn mouth of yours. I'm sure you'll forgive me after I... Oh man, you're such a sub. I can't believe how sensitive you are. How the hell does a little bottom like you act like such a self-centered asshole all the time? But I guess any guy with a tool like this would have something to brag about. Oh my god, really? You're still doing that egotistical shit, even while I'm on top? You bastard. Maybe this will shut you up. Don't you ever forget who's in charge here. Actually, you know what? I don't want to risk having to hear your voice again. So, I'm gonna undress. and you are going to get in position beneath my pussy. That's right. I'll be sucking your cock, and you'll be too busy using that mouth of yours to keep back talking to me. You better make it good, or I'll start biting. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, so good, more. I can tell you're enjoying yourself. Oh, God, the way your cock's throbbing in my mouth. Let me just grind on your face a little. Oh, you're doing such a good job. Somebody's twitching. You getting close? Because if you're going to come, there's a place you should do it. We're about to make this place a crime scene, and we cannot risk leaving your DNA in a nice little pool for the cops to find. Plus, I can't resist having a nice hot load pumped inside of me. So, are you in? That's what I thought. Lie there. I'll do all the work. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. It's so fucking good. Oh, fuck. It's been too long. Oh, I didn't know I needed it this much. Don't act like you're special. You just happen to be the nearest guy willing to let me use his cock. And you're hitting all the right places, too. God. Oh, I just want to bounce up and down on you until we break the fucking bed. And I know you don't want me to slow down either. You like seeing these tits bounce, huh? You look like you need to be fucked even harder. Don't think I forgot about how sensitive your nips are. I love how my fingers can drive you as crazy as my pussy. I guess I'm that fucking good, huh? Yes. Play with those tits. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm close. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. You're gonna push me over the edge. Comfort me. Just shut up and fucking come inside me. Can't wait to milk this cock dry. I'm gonna make you come so fucking hard. Yeah, fill this pussy with your hot fucking load. Fuck yes, yes. I don't want you to think this was anything more than a quick fuck, alright? But if we're gonna be stuck as partners like this, then I don't see why we can't help each other get off every once in a while. It's like a team-building exercise. Just try to be less annoying about it, will you? You know I hate distractions when I'm trying to focus. I do wonder, though, did it live up to the hype? Did I fuck like the slutty models I keep being forced to act as? Ooh, even better, huh? Guess I can walk the walk. You look like you just saw heaven. Just like where I send all our targets. Oh shit, the target. Oh, come on, you should have arrived already. You gotta hurry. Okay. I think I see him. Oh, come on, baby, don't fail me now. Distance to target? Check. Wind speed? Check. He just stopped to talk to someone. I'm taking the shot. All right, that's a hit. Let's go. Oh, fuck, our clothes. Oh, God damn this dress. Help me with this, will ya? Okay. Move it. Okay. Remember, when they ask us, we were in our official room the entire time. We don't know jack shit because we were distracted having mind-blowing sex there. I mean, the sex part of that isn't even a lie. And who knows? Maybe by the time they get to questioning us, we really won't be lying about having sex there. What do you say, monsieur?